This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fraud, they did not make tumattu, right? Those who, like, for example, like the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made qiran, which is he's combining. So he's still in the state of ihram. But those who are not in the state of ihram, they go back. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the companions to do so after sunrise, meaning after, you know, the time of duha, then that's when you start going to Mina. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed five prayers there. So he went to Mina, and Mina is a valley between two mountains. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed five prayers there. He prayed his Dhuhr prayer at two rak'ahs. And of course, because when you're a traveler, some of the scholars are of the opinion that this act is an act of, it's actually nusuk, meaning these are ritual acts of the prayer. So the people of Mecca themselves, they should also pray too, because it's not about traveling. They're not traveling. This is not for travel. This is an act of Hajj, one of the actions of Hajj. And if it's one of the actions of Hajj, then if the Messenger of Allah prayed two rak'ahs, then you pray two rak'ahs also, even if you are in Mecca. So, and that's why some of the scholars, and that's why even in Mina, the whole time in Mina, some of the companions used to always pray too. But when Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, he prayed four. He completed his prayer. He prayed four, even though he was coming from Medina. And some of the companions were like, they were asking, said, "Hey, why are we praying four and not two when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed two?" Right? And so, of course, there's a difference of opinion. And actually, the majority of the scholars are of the opinion that people of Mecca, the Meccans, don't shorten their prayers because they're not travelers. It's like, you know, it's like for us going from Seattle to Renton, you know, for them, you know, or Seattle to Federal Way. It's not traveling for them because they're in Mecca. And so Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he used to pray four rak'ahs. He completed his prayer. Because why? Because actually his wife was in Mecca. And so he considered Mecca his hometown. And why wouldn't that? If you didn't consider that your hometown, then, and you're married from somebody there, then I think you might get in trouble with your wife, right? So what if his wife? So let's say you go to Somalia and you're like, you have a wife in Somalia and you have a wife in the US. And so if you're going there and you're like, "I'm praying two rak'ahs when I'm here," like, "Well, you mean this is not home for you?" Right. There's no word home then, huh? You're saying you're a traveler here and you're home over there, huh? You don't feel home, right? And so Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he had a wife that was in Mecca, and so he considered that, he didn't consider himself a traveler. You know, you have your wife with you, that means you have a place, it's your place, your wife's place is your place, right? And so that's why he prayed four, and some of the scholars, they differed, you know, whether this is you should pray for or not for the people of Mecca. But for those who are not from Mecca, then they should always pray two rak'ahs. And why? Because you're a traveler. And if you are a traveler, then you don't pray the sunan ar-rawatib, meaning the sunnahs before and after the prayers, with the exception of the fajr prayer and the witr prayer, because those are two prayers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left. I mean, he never abandoned it. And so that's why, you know, when a person is in Mina, like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, he didn't combine his prayers, and that's the default for a traveler. For a traveler, the default is that you pray each prayer at its time. You should never combine unless there's a need for it. If there's a need for it, there's a reason for it. So let's say you're traveling, you should always pray two rak'ahs, two rak'ahs. And each one of them at their time, like Asr during Asr time, Maghrib during Maghrib time, Isha during Isha time, and so forth. And so you should not combine. When do you combine? If you have a need for it. Let's say, for example, you are planning to go with your family, you know, like you're on vacation. Let's say you're on vacation, it's noontime, you pay Dhuhr, and you know that, you know, between Dhuhr and Asr, you're not going to be in your hotel. Right, you're going to be out and about, so you can combine your Asr and Dhuhr prayer at the same time. Dhuhr first, then you pray your Asr. But if you know that, you know, it's a, like, let's say it's a day that you're going to stay in your hotel anyways. You don't have anything to do. You know, you just have a meeting in the morning and in the afternoon, you're not going anywhere. So when it's Adhuhr time, you can pray Adhuhr. It's Adhuhr time, then Asr prayer, Asr time. And each prayer at its time, that's preferred. But it's permissible to combine, but it's preferred to not combine. But it's always best to shorten. So al-qasr means shorten your prayers, two rak'ahs and then two rak'ahs, instead of praying four. If you pray four, is that valid? I mean, your prayer is still valid, but you're doing that which is less, you know, it's better to shorten your prayer and so forth. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afterwards, he prayed all five prayers in Mina. And of course, you're preparing everybody, everything. Give water to your camel, and you make sure you have enough supplies, enough water, because you know it's very, very hot. And alhamdulillah, you know, nowadays we make umrah, and we make hajj. Everywhere we go, there's air conditioning. Even in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid, Masjid al-Haram, in our hotels. It's very hot outside, you come back and it's like, mashallah. Like the kings didn't have that. And now even in Mina and Arafah, these places, you have air conditioning. You have air conditioning. You know, like before, I remember in Mina and in Arafah, when I first made Hajj, like in the early 90s, we never had any air conditioning. You know, we never had air conditioning. And it was okay. We never complained about it. We never complained about it. But then when you have air conditioning, you have more people complain than you when we didn't have air conditioning. Why? Because I noticed that, you know, when I used to make Hajj, nobody complained about the heat or anything like that in the tents. You just dealt with it, right? When you had air conditioning, then you have people arguing in Hajj. Like, brother, you know what? This is my place. They're fighting over the place. Why? Before, you can stay anywhere you want, same temperature. But now, hey, the air conditioning is right here, blowing right at you. The other one is no air conditioning. The other one's this place. Oh, no, I want to stay here. And then, you know, brother, it's cold. It's cold. Close the air conditioning. You know, like the close it and open it. Close it. And people are like, it's too hot. No, it's too cold. Because you have a lot of people. At nighttime, everyone, and I'm hot. I'm still hot, right? And there's another person like, I'm cold, brother. Like, why don't you just close that? Turn off the air conditioning. And so there's like, everyone's fighting over, should you turn on the air conditioning or should you turn off the air conditioning, right? And when we didn't have it, nobody complained, right? Nobody complained. I remember in Mina, in Arafah, we didn't have, even in Arafah, our tents were like, nothing. We just laid our whatever we had on the ground, and that was it. There were no trees in Arafah. They didn't plant any trees before. The trees just came. Now you have trees everywhere. And now you have even sprinklers. But people complain more than before, even though it's easier. It's easier. We will complain less because, you know what, hey, you know, alhamdulillah. And you didn't feel hot. You didn't feel cold. You can't complain. You can't fight because everyone's hot. Right, and if you're too cold, if you're too hot or you're too cold, you can't do anything about it anyways. So everyone just alhamdulillah. So no matter what it is, sometimes in Hajj, there's sometimes with ease comes. No, that's all. The battery's low.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajj
He says, Hajj is Arafah. Whoever comes the day of gathering before go complete.